Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this. And welcome back again. We are so thrilled to be here. Thank you for joining us again. And
I was taking a sip when you said that. That's why that little pause.
I know. There. I looked over. I'm like, oh.
I was gonna go. But that would sound really weird without an explanation.
Yes.
Why is he doing that noise? Yeah. Creepy. Anyway, so yeah, I was just having a drink.
Yes. So we are here today to give some practical tips on social media, specifically Instagram.
Yeah, we're going to do a few different
episodes
based on different social media platforms. Right. And even we'll probably do one on just like a website in general.
Yeah.
Kind of how we did ours and everything. But Instagram is one of the things we use a lot in our business.
Which is funny because I'm so like anti-social when it comes to this. And this like been this last
you're
year.
You're the outspoken one.
The outspoken one. But when it comes to the social media part of things, Instagram was one of those, like I have my own personal account and it's like, I think I have like 10 pictures from the last 5 years. I'm like, I don't even know how to add a new picture. Like it was ridiculous. My kids had to show me how to.
But you've learned a lot in the last.
I have, in the probably the last year, I have improved. I have actually watched YouTube videos, as we've talked about in the past. To you know, if you want to learn something, search it on YouTube. And I personally have you know, take it. It takes time. You got to invest in it to learn it and know it. And I'm glad I have because it's challenged me, but it's also helped me understand and navigate, and I don't feel quite so naive when it comes to...
It can get overwhelming.
It is.
Right? There's so many things that are going on.
Yeah.
But I think for somebody who's new to Instagram...
Yes.
...and trying to build a community, that's the key word there.
Right.
But trying to build a community of people that follow them and want to interact with them, there's a few things that we would suggest for smaller accounts like ours...
Right.
...to kind of help grow that community and make it stronger.
Right. I know... For most of the social media apps that are out there, a lot of their goal basically is they want you to stay on their site. So Instagram, if you're on Instagram, like they want you, don't go to the next, you know, thing or whatever. No, you need to stay here. So that's kind of their goal. And when you are there, they actually promote you.
Yeah. So keep that in mind with everything you do on Instagram.
Right.
So a simple example, you can take a picture on your phone.
Yes.
And then upload it to Instagram. No problem.
Right.
But Instagram likes their photos a certain way so that all of the Instagram pages have a similar look.
That's right.
So if you look at your main page on Instagram and you have your six photos that are showing on your page.
Exactly.
Instagram has a size of picture that they prefer.
Then
So if you want to play and make yourself look good on that page, instead of taking a picture with your camera, take a picture through the app using Instagram's camera. Because then it actually gives you the dimensions. It'll actually give you the actual shape of what it's going to look like before you take the photo.
Yeah.
And then you know it's going to look properly on your page.
Right.
You can tell people who upload from their phone because not everything fits within the box.
It doesn't, no.
And you're like, I don't really get it. There's you know, three quarters of a car.
Like you got the rest of the car? You got one of those welcome lean images, for instance, and it's like you've taken a picture of the sign and all you see is ELCO. Yeah, it's like,
that?
What?
What is that word?
Where's the rest of the board?
So stay on the app, use the app, and use the tools that the app has given. So before we get in too far, let's do our quote.
Okay, so today's quote is, author unknown, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. That's pretty cool. So I think sometimes you win. I think winning would be just, you know, seeing your posts get noticed. I think that's a kind of a cool win. Actually.
I like that they don't say lose.
No, you don't lose.
You learn.
You learn. That's right.
There's no losing. There's only learning.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay. So the goal of Instagram is to keep the users on the app as long as possible.
Yes.
Because you're going to be inundated by everybody's posts and everything that's going on around you, all the people you follow. And Instagram knows they only have you for a certain amount of time and then you're gone.
Right.
So they try to feed you the stuff that they anticipate that you're going to be interested in so that you're not overwhelmed by all this other stuff. And then on top of that, they like to slide in some advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you're not paying for this app. So at that point, you are part of the product then. So they are going to sell you whatever they can sell you based on what they anticipate you may be interested in.
That's right.
And you'll see those sponsored posts mixed in with all your other posts as you scroll through.
Yeah.
Right? So the one tip I would say for that we found really works for us, we have, I think at this point, around 2,300 followers on Instagram.
Right.
I listen to podcasts and they have hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram and they make it sound like that's normal. For me, that's not normal.
Yeah.
I don't anticipate that anytime soon.
No.
Unless the podcast goes ballistic and that's wonderful. But at this point, we're talking real numbers here, people like 2,300. And those are people that we've interacted with over 7 years now, right?
Yeah.
So we are slow at building.
Yeah.
But we're not out buying followers.
No.
There's a couple accounts I've seen, and I know they've only been around for a very short time, and they have 50, 60, 70,000 followers.
And they've been
doing three or four comments on their posts.
Yeah.
Those numbers don't make sense to me.
No.
I don't understand that.
How can you have so many people following you if you just started?
A.
For one. And then
and B.
How come nobody's acknowledging what you're
doing? No one interacts with them.
No.
So.
Yeah. So I think, you said, like, even for people, for when we post something, we want people to interact with us. But same way, when we see people share and like stuff, it's good to interact both ways. So commenting on their post, don't just like it, but actually say something about it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, what a great idea. Like just something simple. It doesn't have to be anything big, but make a comment. Don't just like it.
So if you imagine this. So imagine Instagram is a real person sitting there in your conversation and watching you.
Right.
So you, Jen, are on Instagram.
Yes.
And I'm on Instagram. And I send you a message. You respond to my message.
Right.
The whole time, Instagram's watching our little conversation and the fact that we're talking to each other.
Yes.
After we're done our conversation, we come back the next day. Instagram goes, Dave and Jen like to talk to each other. I'm going to show Dave Jen's post. And I'm going to show Jen Dave's post.
Hmm.
So we sign on to our Instagram and look who's there.
Yeah.
The person we talked to yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we talk to each other again. Instagram goes, yeah, these guys really do like talking to each other. And again, and again, and again. And we end up being right at the top of the screen.
Right.
These are the ones that we talk to and interact with the most.
That's right.
Here you go.
Yeah.
We're going to put them right there at the top. So as a small business, if you want to show up on people's page.
At the top.
Back to a former episode, you just need to show up yourself.
Yeah.
And you need to interact with the people that you want them to see your stuff.
That's right.
So if you complain that nobody sees my stuff, nobody posts, nobody comments on my posts, I'm not really doing that well on Instagram, then I'm wondering, are you doing well on Instagram?
Yeah, what are you not doing?
Are you doing all the necessary steps to kind of make your post have impact?
Right.
So commenting.
Yes.
So what we like to do is when we do a post, and if you follow us, you'll be like, oh, now I'm getting behind the scenes on how you guys comment and post. Ah, interesting. So we post a picture or we do a live video or we do something. A story, a reel. There's so many different things you could post.
Right.
We do a post on Instagram and we just kind of hang around for a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an hour. Depends on what's going on.
Yeah.
We have it open.
That's right.
And we start seeing the comments come in.
Right.
Or the likes or the shares, whatever happens. We love to jump on those right away if we can.
Yeah.
And just respond. So I post a picture of something we made at Upcycle. Jen jumps on and says, I love it. So I'm like, thanks, Jen. Thanks for checking out that. Make sure you check out this and this and this too. And if we can ever help you, let us know. We'd love to make something for you.
Right.
And Jen says, that's great. I really appreciate that. Thanks for reaching out. So we've now just built this communication. And again, remember Instagram as a person watching all this happen.
Right.
Instagram as a person looks at this and says, next time Jen comes on, I'm going to show them Upcycle Canada because Jen likes Upcycle Canada.
Yeah.
And they talk.
Yes.
So I'm going to put them at the top.
Yeah.
So that's the simple way in our perspective and how we see things happening for that kind of bridge to be built.
Right.
And that's all about community.
Right.
So I think the biggest thing, takeaway that we have for social media is if you want to do well in social media, you have to put the social back into media.
Mm.
If you post a picture and then leave, there's just crickets, right? You posted a photo and then you're gone. You're off
right.
the app.
Exactly.
You've left.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe a couple of people like it. There's no response. There's nothing.
No.
And it's just, there's nothing happening.
No.
So Instagram loves that dialogue, the back and forth, and the communication.
Yes.
And the fact that you're making a community happen.
That's right.
So that's something to keep in mind.
Yes.
One thing we tried recently was doing voice messaging.
Yes. That was pretty neat.
So there was somebody we were looking at their stuff. They live in England.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a small business. And we made some comments. They responded. So we did like when you go to your messages.
Right.
You can click messages. And then there's this little microphone.
That's right.
Icon. If you press and hold that and keep holding it, just you can leave a voice message for these people instead of typing.
That's right.
Like if you're too busy and you don't have time to sit there and type a response.
Yeah.
Just hit the button, hold it.
Yeah.
Record a voice message.
That's right.
And it goes straight to them.
It's instant.
They get to hear your voice.
Yeah, which is
again,
so personal. Yeah.
Instagram, remember, as a person watching
yes.
this all happen,
yeah.
is now, whoa, now they're using the voice thing. Instagram says, do you get 10 points for that? So, and yeah. then the person on the receiving end gets to hear your voice. And then they responded back in their English accent.
Which was wonderful.
It sounded so cool.
Great.
Right? And we get to hear their voice.
Yeah.
That's how you build a super fan.
Yeah.
That's how you build a fan on the next level.
Yeah.
You can have people who follow you, and then you can have people that are super fans.
Yes.
They follow, they like. We have a call-in guy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Almost every single post we ever post, Colin's there.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
It's awesome. We did a live and he was the only one that
yeah,
showed up.
Yeah. So we interacted
so
with him.
So we, yeah, yeah. He probably thought we were strange. Everybody thinks we're strange. But
we
Colin
have
had proof.
Yeah.
So we get to interact with people.
Yeah.
And that's what social media is
that's
about.
That's right.
So you need to come. You need to show up. You need to use the app the way the app was intended to
right.
be used. Use the photo options
yeah.
from Instagram
exactly.
instead of uploading your photos.
That's right.
Use the tools they provide you, and Instagram will reward you by showing your stuff to more people.
Right.
Because you're reaching out to more people. Not because you're famous or you're special. It's because you're actually using it yourself.
Right.
Don't use it as a way to dump your photos and run. Use it as a way to build community.
Right.
You have to have a different way of thinking, a different mentality when you use social media.
Yeah.
If you want it to be working for you. And that's how that grows.
Right.
So every single follow you get is somebody you've interacted with instead of somebody that you bought.
Right. Right.
Because that's another option. You can just go buy your followers,
yeah.
which makes me wonder about some of these huge accounts with a short amount of time. Unless you're some famous movie star or musician. I don't know how you got
don't
there.
Don't know something. How they got there. Yeah.
It's a little suspicious to
I
me.
I know.
Direct messages are always great.
Yes.
Instagram loves the fact that two people are talking.
That's right.
Whether it's or a business is talking to a customer.
Exactly.
Instagram will reward that by posting you and putting you front and center the next time you come onto the
That's
app.
That's right. Yeah.
So use those opportunities.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't be afraid of them.
No.
So speaking of being afraid of them.
Yes, I know.
So when we first started
Wait
doing
for
our
it.
Posts. I've been encouraging you, Jen, to use the live more often.
I know.
And it's
like I have to do like, it's like before a game when you go out and you like got to psych yourself up and with your team and you're just like, whew, it's like you breathe in and you're like jumping around like I could do this. Like it's like you have to give yourself a pep talk. That's how I am.
So that's how it was.
That's how it was. And still sometimes.
Now, but now Instagram has a new option.
Yes, they do.
I showed that to you just recently, right?
I know. About a week ago. So I went on and it gives you your live option. But then it also says practice.
That's cool.
So it's like, wait, what? What do you mean practice? So you can actually click it. It helps you. You can practice then basically watching yourself do. And it's not live immediately to social media. And then like you don't have to stop and delete it or whatever. You're actually, you can talk to a friend, practice with someone else, whatever you need to do. And then so kind of get all the jitters out. I suppose do that and then go live. I don't believe the practice is saved. I think it's just an option for you to practice basically as if you were standing in front of the mirror or whatever. So
that's great because before you used to actually have to go live.
Yeah.
And then I'd see people giving a video tutorial on YouTube about how to use live. And they would go live, and then people would start.
Everybody's
talking to
starting,
them. And they're like, no, I'm just doing a sample on YouTube right now. I'm not actually doing this to talk to you guys. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. So that's a great option then for people.
So good.
Yeah, and right. I know when it comes to doing the lives, like you said, I'd have to pep talk myself kind of as to what am I going to say? So there is a bit of preparation in doing a live. Now that there's the practice part option for it is huge, but for prior to like a week ago, it really wasn't there. So for me, and I probably don't know if I would use the practice too often just for the sake of I feel more confident in doing a live.
But if you're new and you've never used a live before, that's perfect.
But what a huge opportunity for you.
So yeah, try it.
Absolutely. Yeah,
go check it out. Yeah. If you have your Instagram app, open it up to the live option.
Yeah.
And then you can do all the weird filters if you want.
Put that's right.
Puppy dog ears on yourself or whatever you want to do if that's your thing. But just try the practice one.
Yeah.
And just see what it feels like. Some other things to keep in mind, maybe when you do your live, is like the background.
Right. Yeah. What's behind you? Is there, because everything's backwards.
Yeah.
When you're showing yourself. Yeah. So
I know when I do the lives, I used to always look off camera.
Right.
Which looks funny when you play back and you never actually
it's
acknowledge
like, are you
gonna the
look
camera.
At me or what are you staring at out the window? Yeah.
Or you're looking way up to the top right off screen and it's like you want to look behind you to see where
the person
on camera is looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So acknowledge the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be difficult for people to do that. But there is somebody on the other side of the screen.
That's right.
Looking at you.
Yeah.
So
I know like for you contact. And me differently, I know you do more often look away from the camera. I find I'd rather sit and stare. I feel like I'm talking to myself. Like I look at the phone and the camera part of it a lot more. I know initially it was always weird, like especially if you're I'm being vain here, but if you're having a bad hair day and you don't want to be seen, you don't have to. You can sort of then don't do the live. Do more of a reel or something else then that gives you an option still to be able to communicate with your people, but they don't have to see you. But they can still see what you're talking about. So
I think the other key too is to kind of let your audience know ahead of time if you're going to be live.
Yes, that's a huge thing.
Because there's times where we'll go live, we'll talk for a few minutes and there's nobody on with us. Again, we're a smaller account. We're not 100,000 followers. So
well, like a week ago we had Colin.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, which is great.
For good almost 10 minutes we chatted with him. So it was great.
But let people know ahead of time. So if you know you're going to go on at 2 p.m., tell people the day before and then remind them the day of.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, 2 o'clock we'll be on live. So if you're around, come by and check us out.
That's right.
So at least people have that in their mind.
Right.
Right. And then go live. Or do it the same time every week.
Right.
So they know at 1 o'clock, bang, we're on. No matter what happens, bang.
Yeah. For me at the store, I've tried to do that around 1 o'clock. But yeah, with me and Paige being there together, if we're doing a live together, at least if somebody comes in, one of us can still continue. But yeah, it's definitely good to have that community. I know for me, when I'm doing a live, I'm still learning some of the buttons. We even were like, we saw this little notification thing come up. And we're like, what does that mean, and we pushed it, and it's like, oh, there's questions, you know? So, you know, just understanding maybe. And so that's where the practice thing would come in handy. So you don't look like so silly when you're on live, you know,
or to flipping try and, your camera from focusing on you to focusing on the other camera.
That's right. And then, you know, but sometimes, I mean, honestly, making the mistakes makes people understand and see that you're a real person and that, you know what, you're still learning and it's okay to laugh at yourself. So, you know what I mean? So for us then too, when we're doing the lives and you see the little bubbles pop up and, or people connect and you can wave at them. So ours, we don't have a lot of people on a regular basis when we do a live connect. So I can see where sometimes people are asking questions and over and over. I don't know how some of them do that when there's so many things rolling up the screen.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I can barely handle what I'm doing.
They just grab one or two.
So it's nice to have that option. When people know that you're going to be live, then maybe they can come prepared with some questions for you, depending on what it is you're promoting or sharing that day.
So have a list. Get your ideas and your thoughts together before you go on. You don't want to be stammering around and trying to remember what else to say. I always have my notes just off to the side so that I can refer to them, so I know what I'm doing.
Right.
Put your notes into the live description as well.
Yeah.
You can have a title for your live, and then you can have like a note section. Put them in there so people know what you're talking about.
Right.
Some people will come back and watch your live later, and they can still like and comment as well, which is cool.
So it's good to go back and check those because sometimes there might be a comment and you didn't realize somebody left one and it was 2 hours later.
So don't be discouraged if you do a live and nobody shows up.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
They might watch it later.
Yeah.
So talk to them as if they're there.
Absolutely.
Don't be like, oh, I guess nobody's going to come in.
Yeah.
Like, this is your opportunity to build community. And the more often you do it and the better it is, where people can get some value from it or...
Right.
They can identify with you or meet you or get some more information or learn more about your company or you. That's your opportunity to build that community.
That's right.
So don't be afraid of it. There's so many cool things. And my advice from listening to other podcasters is to be aware of anything new that Instagram puts out.
Mm.
So Instagram has their own Instagram page. Funny. So I wonder if they follow themselves. I guess they do. Anyways, they post on their own page the new stuff.
Okay.
Just like a regular post.
Right.
So if you want to know what's new on Instagram, just look at their post. And if they offer a new thing like live or practice live or
voice
whatever
messaging,
it is.
Yeah.
Voice messaging in your DMs, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Then use it. If you use the new things that Instagram introduces, Instagram notices that you're using them. And then they will favor your posts.
Yes.
Because you're acting and using the tools that they provide.
That's right.
They're testing them to see if they work too. If they put out a new tool and nobody uses it, they drop it.
Yeah.
So I love the voice messaging in the DMs.
Yeah.
Because, again, I don't have to sit there and type. I can do a whole bunch of responses in a short amount of time.
Exactly.
And
it's
simple.
Yeah.
So try it.
Yeah.
So we have action steps for today, Jen.
Yes. So we got.
I have one. Do you have one?
We'll have to see what yours is for a second.
Well, I have two then.
Okay. I probably know it. Yeah.
So first one would be to send a voice message in a DM, direct message.
Right.
A voice message option. That's that little microphone button. You have to press and hold it the entire time you're leaving your message.
It's like when you're doing.
And when you're done talking, let go.
Yeah.
Okay. So send a voice message. To us on Instagram.
Hey, yeah.
If that's you out there, or to one of your friends and family, prefer to us because, you know,
you're
listening to our podcast.
Right.
You're not listening to your mom's podcast right now, unless you're our kids.
Yes,
you're
true.
To
yes,
our,
so
your
you
mom's
can
podcast.
You can give us a voice message too.
Yeah, but it's funny. Anyway, so send a voice message through your direct messages using the voice message button. That's your action item number one.
Wonderful.
Okay, we're not making this super hard, guys.
No.
Come on. Right? Because I don't like to do extra work either. Number two would be to try the practice live option. So if you've never done a live option because you're scared to death that you're going to mess up, try the practice one. So when you go to your live on your Instagram, You just go down and you'll see there's two options. You can go live or you can go practice.
That's right.
Try the practice and just give it a whirl.
Yeah, exactly.
Try it out and get used to it. Get used to the buttons. Get used to what the screen does. And then just do that a few times. Okay?
Yeah.
You're going to send a voice message and you're going to try the practice live. So if you're a new account, small account like ours, build some community, reach out to the people around you. And again, when you do a post, stick around. Don't just post a picture of something and leave.
Yeah.
Post your post, whatever it is, and hang around and watch for the comments. And you will see people responding. And when they respond, respond to them.
That's right.
And Instagram will see that community being built, and they will honor you and put your post up higher and rank you higher because you're active on the platform.
That's right.
Instagram wants you as a small business, as a musician, whatever you are. Instagram wants you to be active as a user, and it wants your business to be active as a user, and wants you to be active with your community. So if you want really good community engagement, then be active on Instagram. And I would say, if you can, try to post something once a day, if you can. Just be intentional and think about it, and do whatever you can to kind of get your message out there and be seen by the people who follow you, because they follow you for a reason. They wouldn't follow if they weren't interested.
Right.
So give them something to be interested about. Earn that follow, earn that like, earn those comments.
That's right.
And Instagram will reward you, and you'll just get bigger and grow. And that's what community and putting social back into social media.
That's right.
Is all about.
Exactly.
Anything else, Jen?
Not that I can think of at the moment. No.
You have homework to do.
I do. I would like to try the practice, even though I've done the live. I think that'd be cool to try the practice. I showed somebody about it, but I didn't actually try it myself. So, yeah.
So if you want to see our lives and our posts and our attempts and our fails, everything, that's all there for you. It's on our Instagram.
Dave's rant.
Yeah, you can see my rants. You can see all kinds of stuff.
All fun stuff, yep.
Go check it out. We'd love to hear your feedback on our page.
That'd be cool.
On Instagram. We're looking forward to the voice messages.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. Tell us where you're from.
Yep.
Tell us that you heard us on the podcast and you're doing your homework.
Awesome.
That's all we want to hear.
Sounds good.
And this could be any time in the future, right?
Absolutely.
Evergreen content, Jen.
Yes, it is.
You're around for a long time.
Right.
So we might be getting a voice message in the future from Marty McFly.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Doc. Yeah. It might happen. So let's go. Have
Alrighty.
A good day, guys. And we will talk to you on Instagram.
Awesome. Yep. Take care.
Build that community. Bye-bye.
See ya.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. This is a listener-supported podcast. If you're interested in supporting us, please head over to patreon.com/upcyclecanada and select a monthly tier that works for you. A 5-star review on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Thank you to Jacob Moon for our instrumental backing track for this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share with you and to share it with a special dad in your life, dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.